Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Everybody's been talking about Madonna's tour because she finally is on the road now, right?
Yes.
I went back and forth on whether or not I actually wanted to go to this concert. And what I realized is there was a time where I adored Madonna so much. I would do anything to see her. Saw her plenty of times. I don't think she's that same artist anymore.
No, I don't think that she's that same person.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing is that it's certainly iconic. Listen, when you go back and you really think about it, it's easy to say and dismiss things because we don't, you know, they were so long ago. But she was really on the edge of a lot of things that were beyond controversial at that time, with her videos, with her changing sounds and her performances and the things she said. Truly, absolutely incredible. Still, one of my like five favorite songs is from her, but I would hate to go and be sorely disappointed.
One of my friends went the other day with her friends. It's become a thing that she's been doing. She got on stage 3 hours late.
I heard about that.
So one of my good friends was at the last concert where she took the stage 3 hours late. And like my friends are my age, moms. It was super late.
Yeah.
Do you know they left halfway through the concert? They were just like, it is so late at this point. We're not going to get home till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning if we don't leave right now. And they left. And all I kept thinking was, don't you know your audience at this point, Madonna? Like, if you're supposed to hit the stage at, let's say, 8 or 9, and you're hitting at 11 or midnight, like, what are you doing? And I just think it's so disrespectful for all the artists that do that, that just come on so late.
It used to be a thing. Like, it was the rock star thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You show up late because, man, you were already at a party, or, man, you know, it was, you know, this or that, or, the, you know, how do you get the band all on stage when they're all a mess or whatever? She's a solo artist. I mean, she's making a decision, right? What do you think it's about? Do you think that she's trying to build anticipation? Is she waiting till every seat's filled? Not like she's going to be able to tell when she walks out there. Or is she scared?
I don't know.
I mean, Guns N' Roses did this notoriously.
Yeah, but you're not. But Guns N' Roses, the audience is different than Madonna at 60, however old she is, hitting the stage.
What I was going to say is they did it when they first came back for a while. They don't do it like that anymore.
Yeah.
Last concert I went to, they started right on time.
So I'm reading all the comments. I don't give a beep if you're Madonna. If you're 3 hours late, you're just rude. I mean, yeah. Concert was supposed to start at 8:30. Madonna started after 11. Whole arena was chanting. I can't say that on the air. And they played house music the whole time. And that, it's like living in purgatory.
Please let this end.
Please let it end.
Am I on a beach in Ibiza? No.
Have you ever left a concert early?
Yeah. I mean, I've left plenty of concerts early. I mean, we've worked concerts for so many years.
No,
so.
I mean, a concert you wanted to go to, a concert that you paid to see.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I left at the Hammerstein. They didn't come out on stage until like 3 hours late.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been at a concert where I didn't force myself to stay at the end when I know I spent a lot of money on those tickets. And I just can't imagine it being 2-3 o'clock in the morning and having to stay to an end of a show when you can't even keep your eyes open anymore.
Brutal.
Goosebaba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And Raven, they call it the number one habit to make you happier, and it only takes 2 minutes.
Oh, give it to me.
Notice your feelings. So there's different steps on how to notice your feelings. There's 7 different steps. You do them within 2 minutes, and it's supposed to make you happy.
Okay.
When you set a feeling comes over you, the number one step is notice that feeling. You say, okay, I'm mad. Okay, I'm sad. Whatever it is, you take a big deep breath and notice it and say, okay, it's there. The second thing you do is name it. How I just said, like, is it anxiety? Is it sadness? Is it anger?
Frustration.
Frustration. Yeah, okay. Name it. Like, put an actual name on it.
Charlie.
Well,
Fred.
I think more like, you know, I'm really elated. Although usually if you're doing this, it's not because you're elated. Let's be honest.
Okay, right.
Number three, because this is something a lot of us don't do, is accept the feeling. No, like, if you're anything like me, I suppress it. You know, you're just like, okay, I'm mad. Take a breath. Just do what you got to do, right?
Right.
But you have to stop and say, all right, this is a feeling that I'm having, and you have to accept that this is a real thing that's happening to you right now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of hippie stuff. Just warning. You know, it is.
I mean, there's some sense to this so far, though.
Right. Step four is to be with the feeling. So stop whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And just let that feeling come over you and be in it. I'm one of those people that when I'm frustrated or I'm upset, the first thing I do is push it away because I got too much to do. We got a lot of things going on. I don't have time for this nonsense right now.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But what you're supposed to do is let yourself sit for 60 seconds and think about why you're feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let it take over you and take the time out of your day to do that. Stay with the feeling until it changes. So that's where things get interesting, is because you think for the most part that if you're frustrated or angry, you'll continue being in that moment.
Yeah.
But if you realize that's the problem you're having, let yourself be in the feeling and it will pass. And then it says, offer yourself compensation. I'm going to read what that means because I'm going to buy
myself a toy.
No. Put your hand on your heart and say, I'm here for you. Physically soothe yourself. Give yourself a hug. I'm not giving myself a hug. I'm telling you right now.
If you're driving, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Validate your experience with a phrase like, I really just felt sad now,
yeah,
and it's okay. And then the last thing you're supposed to do is reflect on the feeling and what has it taught you. What thought led to that feeling?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. You seem like you're really into this for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think acknowledging one's feelings and giving yourself a minute to accept something and then, you know, get to the end of it. You know, yeah, it's not wallowing if you get in there, because sooner or later you say to yourself, I think that there's a natural reaction in many people that just goes, okay,
yeah,
time to move forward, right? I mean, I don't think that everybody has that ability all the time. That becomes the challenge.
I think, and then there's a step eight, too, and it says decide how you want to respond to it, which is kind of like an optional thing.
Sure.
But I was thinking about it, like that, if there's any goal I had myself for this past year, as we head into the new year, it was to not react immediately to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was probably the best thing I forced myself to do this year. It's like, decide how you want to respond. Because I think if you're angry,
yeah,
or you're sad, or you're whatever feeling, you immediately jump. You immediately respond.
Fight or flight.
Yes. Yeah. And I've given myself this 24-hour rule where if something instigates a feeling that's really big, I don't respond for 24 hours.
Mm.
And it really served me well this past year.
Yeah. I think it's important. Remember, you're not going to be 1,000% every time,
yeah,
right? Like you still, you know, you can have all the tools. You can make a mistake here or there, but then you got to forgive yourself again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Decent advice.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? You can call 1-800-330-9999. You can text it, too. Raven, if you think a bunch of random sorority girls want to hear about your glory days from when you were in college, that's all I need to know about me.
A little self-reflection going on?
You know, Raven and I had to work an event. We ended up having to stay in a hotel overnight. And we walk into the hotel, and there's a big sign, like, welcome, whatever it was, Phi Sigma, whatever. And it was their formal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God!
You were.
Oh, here we go!
Immediately.
I was like, we have to go! We have to meet the girls! So now I'm in the elevator with a bunch of these girls,
yeah,
and I'm like, oh, are you guys excited for tonight? And then I say to them, I go, you have to know that these are the greatest days of your life. I go, you have to enjoy every single moment. I go, these are the memories you're going to make for a lifetime. And now in my mind, they were going to be like, what sorority were you in? Do you want to come join us tonight? Do you want to come to the formal? Do you want to come hang out and have a drink in our room? They did none of those things.
None of those questions.
They wouldn't even like look me in the eye. And I was like, they don't want to hear about New Zeta Phi till I die. They didn't. They did not care at all. And I was hurt inside because I'm like, I'm one of you.
No.
Except I'm 40.
Yeah, you aged out on that one.
That's not nice.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, here's the thing. So I didn't have that conversation. I wasn't in the middle of that. But they were all their rooms centered around my room for whatever reason. I was on that floor, And there was a big discussion going on after the formal at 1 in the morning because somebody had thrown up in somebody's room. And then the other girl was announcing she was done with her.
If they would have came to me, I would have told them how to handle the situation.
Yeah.
But nobody cared. No one cared what the woman down the hall thought.
I had been asleep for an hour at that point, a couple hours. You know? I didn't need them. If you put $5 in your gas tank when you get gas, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, some people, that's all they can afford, Raven.
No, if you have $5 on you, that is different. That is not how the rule applies. But if you're just saying to yourself, well, I'm just going to put $5 in there because I got somewhere to be right now or whatever, that's ridiculous. Also, if you're trying to get to an even number with your gas tank going click, 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 you know, trying to get up and then you miss it by 2 cents and you're mad, that's also all I need to know about you.
Yeah, that I'll give you.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, that's all I need to know about you.
If you bring pre-packaged cookies to the office cookie swap, that's all I need to know about you.
This happened a couple of years ago. Does it happen at your office swap too?
Totally, and I'm talking about like Pepperidge Farm cookies. Like,
we had this
not
guy.
Not even some Harry and David specialty.
There was this guy, and he swore that he had a whole story about him and his wife in the kitchen.
Still
and
killing this
and
guy
the glitter.
On this.
Well, we just had our cookie swap last week, so every year it comes up because he's no longer with the company. But he bought them at Costco. They were the Costco cookies, like the sugar ones that look like a bell and a tree that have like the red and the white glitter. I mean, he swore up and down.
They were his home recipe.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
It was like I had nothing I'd ever seen before. It's our favorite thing to bring up every single year at our cookie swap.
It happened like 3 years ago. They can't stop talking about this guy.
No.
Every time.
We actually send around the podcast because I talked about it on the air. We still send it around every year just as a reminder of what happened.
Jason, that's all I need to know about you.
If you still call people your boo in 2023, that's all I need to know about you.
What about my little boo thing? My little boo thing, bro.
I wonder if that's different. Yeah, but if you call somebody your boo versus your boo thing.
Yeah.
Your boo is 1996. Your boo thing is 2023.
It's now.
Yeah.
It's happening right this moment.
Right. So if you're going to call somebody boo, it's boo-thang.
It's my little boo-thang.
If you knew that eating at a certain time every night could possibly give you a heart attack, would you make that dinner time earlier or later? Let's check in with the experts.
Health-wise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Wider, you know, I think that in general, everybody has their set dinner time. And I feel like I'm the only person that probably would prefer to eat dinner every day at 5 o'clock. But you're saying that that might actually be good for me.
Yep, the geriatric special is definitely good for you, Anna. You know, you want to get to the restaurant like at 4:30 p.m. This is a crazy study, and it's a big one, and it's one that we need to pay attention to because sometimes, you know, there are studies that involve 10 people, 11 people. This is a study that involves 100,000 people, and it tracked their meal times on weekdays and weekends for over 7 years, and it showed that if you eat dinner after 8 p.m., you're actually increasing your risk for heart attack and stroke.
I mean, Doc, this is crazy. Where did somebody even come up with the idea to do this study? But let me ask you, is this true if you have weird hours, right? I mean, what does this mean if you're working overnights or something like that? When are you going to eat that dinner?
That's a great question. There are people that take the night shift. And that, you know, Raven, we should do another segment on that because there are dangers of doing the overnight shift also just because you're exposed to light. But it's interesting because it does matter, actually, and the people that are doing these overnight shifts are placing themselves at risk for all sorts of health consequences, including heart attack and stroke, unfortunately. You know, it's interesting because what we knew for years and years was that if you ate too close to bedtime, you would have all sorts of digestive issues, from heartburn. If you lied down quickly after eating a meal and laid flat, then you could have heartburn. You indigestion, you could have stomach aches, you can have constipation. But I never saw a study that looked at what happens to inflammation and how it relates to your body and how, unfortunately, your blood sugar can affect cardiovascular disease and stroke. And this is an issue that we really, really need to pay attention to because it has to do with high blood pressure, damage to our blood vessels, inflammation. And these are all sorts of factors that people are looking at now, especially medical researchers. So we need to be really, really careful. And it also speaks to the whole idea of intermittent fasting, right? So the study also found that fasting overnight, the earlier you ate and the more that you fasted, and if you prolonged eating the next morning, actually had benefits not only to your waistline, but to your risk of stroke and heart attack as well.
You know, in Europe, everybody eats later because they have like those afternoon naps and everything is kind of delayed. And I know a lot of my family there, their dinner time is normally 8, 9 p.m. Mm. And I feel like they live forever.
They're
I don't know
still
what
alive.
They're doing. Yeah. So,
right.
Right.
They're still alive, Doc.
It's true. And I wonder, you know, you guys are bringing up a good point. I wonder if your entire, like, schedule is shifted, right? That if you're waking up later, you're sleeping more. Does it depend on the time that is spent before you go to sleep? I wonder if that plays into it, but that's not listed in the study, so it's hard for me to comment on that. But according to this study, it's pretty vital to your overall health if you're eating after 8 p.m.
Here's the good news. That early bird special, not only do you get to eat earlier and you get to save money, it's actually better for your health, too.
You get to live longer.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you, Jenna.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Anna and Raven. Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
855-785-4101. That's the number you can call. Leave a message for Santa Claus. Let him know who's been naughty and who's been nice. With only a few days left, it's crunch time here.
Anna, some kids are characters, as you know, mm-hmm. and some kids some characters are larger than others.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Santa, I want something for Christmas at ice cream shop. Santa, when I grow up, I want to own my own ice cream shop, and I want a Chelsea camper. Santa, can I also have the Wish family? It's from Wish. And why can't my mommy change my birthday from May to July?
Say bye, Santa.
Santa, could you buy me a Toy Santa, Merry Christmas, Santa.
I don't even know where to begin.
You don't even know. Half of that phone call's gone. I had to get rid of it because it was somewhat I couldn't understand. There was a long list.
I mean, they want an ice cream store.
Yes.
I think they want to own the entire family from the Wish movie.
Yes.
I don't know how
they
you can
the
own
They want the deed to an ice cream store.
Yes.
They want to own that family.
Okay. There's a lot of things. They must be very, very good.
Change the birthday from May to July.
I mean, why can't my mom change my birthday?
And then at the end, just bring me presents, too. It's amazing.
If you could have the entire family from Wish, an ice cream store, or to change your birthday, you could only pick one.
Yeah.
Which one would you select?
Well, you know, I've suffered for many years. My birthday is coming up in 9 days here. It's 4 days after Christmas, and I've always wanted a summer birthday. I changed my birthday 1 year to July. It was the greatest birthday of my life.
I mean, how old were you when you did that?
I was like 32. No,
weird.
Like 28.
That's
yeah.
It's really weird that you did that.
You know what? I demanded it with my family. They did this to me. And that time that they bought in, it was a fantastic birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who else has been calling the tip line?
Hello, Santa Claus. I'm calling because my grandson, EJ, has been very, very naughty. Doesn't want to do his homework. All he wants to do is play video games. Thank you.
It's a tough thing, right?
Mm.
You're the grandpa. Everything's been going great up until this point. It was the apple of your eye. And now they're just like, Grandpa, I'm playing video games. Leave me alone.
Right. Except you can't play video games all the time. You got to do other things, too.
It's true.
Yep.
Hi, my name is Landon. My sister Morgan, they're naughty and nice. And my sister Savannah, they're very nice. But when she's going to sleep, She always cries.
Mm. I mean, if they're an infant, that's one thing, right?
Landon's like, when is this kid going to stop crying? I mean, I don't understand. It was fine with just me and mom and dad, and now yeah. I've got these two sisters here, and I didn't even want them.
And the other one's naughty and nice.
She's like both. Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do.
That's yin and yang. That's a person. That's all.
All right. If you want to call the Santa tip line, too, 855-785-4101. Christmas morning is always an exciting time because the kids are excited. We're going to open the gifts. There's a lot of things going on. You may be visiting family. You may have a whole lot of family coming to you. And you forget that you still have to have Christmas breakfast. So what are some things that you can prepare in advance that you just heat up that morning and it's good to go? Joining us, 3-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, what am I serving on Christmas morning?
It's crazy Christmas morning, especially at my house. I have three kids. You know, they get up. Everything's kind of crazy. The last thing you want to think about is, you know, having to make a breakfast. I mean, I'm lucky if I get a coffee made, hopefully. But, you know, it's great to have something you made ahead of time. If you can make it that night before, if you can make it Christmas Eve, quickly, like 5 minutes, and then in the morning just get up and throw it in the oven, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you can have an easy breakfast in the morning. So one of the things I like to do, a baked French toast. So what you're going to do with this is you're going to get some bread, whatever kind of bread you want. I like brioche. You can use even a baguette. Break it into small pieces. It's almost as if it was like a stuffing for Thanksgiving. Make your French toast mix, okay? It's almost like making a bread pudding, but you make the French toast mix. A little sugar, a little cinnamon, egg, milk. Mix it all up. You're going to coat all that broken bread up. Coat it all in that French toast mix. Top it with a little plastic wrap. Put it in your refrigerator and let it sit overnight. It's fantastic. Pull it out the next morning. Throw it in a 350-degree oven, and you can just slice it and serve it with maple syrup. Super easy. Top it with powdered sugar. It's already made and done. You just throw it in the oven. It takes about 15 minutes to cook. And it's just in a big baking dish. You can do that, Anna.
I mean, I can, and it sounds good.
Sounds fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, I love the brioche bread. Love it.
Yeah.
Give me that sweet bread.
Another hack that's really, really easy you can do on Christmas morning, I like to call it a hack, are those biscuits that you can buy ahead of time from the grocery store. You know the biscuits that come in the little tin that you pull the paper off of and it pops open?
Oh, yeah, no,
you
I get scared. Biscuits. Wait, do you know that I get scared when I have to do that? Yeah, whenever, you know how it says, like, use the spoon to press it? For some reason, I have, like, anticipation of that popping noise, like something's going to happen and explode every time I do it.
I just karate chop it and open it up. That's all you got to do. You look cool in front of your family, too. These biscuits are so versatile. You can make anything with it. Biscuit cinnamon rolls, mix up some sugar, some butter, a little orange zest, and then take those biscuits and smush them down and spread that butter and sugar mixture inside and then roll them up. You can bake those off in the morning, too. Super easy. Sausage gravy. That's a classic for me growing up. Brown off some sausage. A little bit of flour in the pan, add some milk, salt, pepper, mix it up, and then serve it over those biscuits. And my favorite, you guys, literally one of my favorite things to do, and I'm doing it this year for my kids, biscuit donuts. If you cut out the center of those and then coat them in a little simple syrup, which is a sugar and water mixture, coat them in a simple syrup and then bake them in the oven and then dip them in sugar, they're just like little baked donuts. They're delicious, and the kids will love them.
That sounds fantastic.
You can make them ahead of time. Have, them all in a dish ready to go and bake them. Easy.
My kids would love that. Homemade donuts like that.
How come you didn't come in and bring us a whole different demonstration?
Yeah, I know. I'll be there soon. I miss you guys. I'll be there soon.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and we can't wait to have you back in January. Thank you, Plum.
Happy New Year, guys. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you soon.
Imagine you are an elf in Santa's workshop right now, and Santa says to you, you know what? You can build anything you want. What do you think you would make? We asked producer John to go around the streets, find some children, and ask them what they would be building.
I would like to make a rocket van from Breadwinners, that TV show. That would be so cool.
A rocket van?
Uh-huh.
Where would you go in the rocket van?
You know, I could go to many places.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I love that kid. That kid is after my own heart right there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know I wanted a rocket van until he said so.
The minute he said he wanted a rocket van, I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. Santa's going to have to make three.
That would be so cool.
You're right, buddy. 100% it would be cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you are Santa's elf, and you can make anything. What would you make?
I would make a robot that does all my homework for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
You're right, buddy. It would be so cool.
If you were one of Santa's elves, what toy would you build?
One of the Toy Story toys. Because, I don't know, they sound fun to build.
Oh, because they also come to life.
Right.
Right.
Right. They said, hey, you've got a friend.
Yeah.
Right. Now you've got something that's going to be your partner forever.
Right.
Action figures / Avengers toys.
Very specific. Yeah. I would make action figures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There better be a bunch of those in my boxes already, even though I'm not making them.
If you were one of Santa's elves, what kind of toy would you make?
A scooter. I like scooters because they're fun to ride with on the sidewalk.
When's the last time you were on a scooter, Raven?
Oh, it has been forever, and I know that they're all over the place, and to me, they just seem dangerous.
My 5-year-old, she gets on her scooter, and I'm telling you, it's something only a 5-year-old can do. She just goes full force into the side of the house.
That would be so cool.
Oh, yeah, and she just bounces right off, and she just keeps going. She just keeps going. She gets right back on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever.
A
basketball sculpture.
What do you think a basketball sculpture is?
It looks like Rocky, but with a basketball in its hand.
Yeah.
You know, like the one that used to be up there at the top of the stairs and is now at Adele's house for some reason.
Yeah. If you were an elf and you could make anything in Santa's workshop, what would it be?
Lego. I have a bunch of Legos. Star Wars.
Star Wars Legos, because you know those are expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They really are.
They cost so much money.
I loved Legos. Loved them.
Yeah.
If you were one of Santa's elves, what kind of toy would you want to build?
I would try to build like a mini swing.
A mini swing, not a full-size swing. A mini one.
I feel like that's something that you could build right now.
That would be so cool.
You're right. It would 100% be so cool.
Oh, yeah.
There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let Santa Claus know who has been naughty and who has been nice. That number is 855-785-4101. Again, 855-785-4101.
Hello, Santa. Can you please make sure that my friend Aven gets a bunch of gifts because she's really, really nice. And she's always really kind to me. Mm. And I think Emma's been bad this year.
Can you throw your brother under the bus? Thank you, Santa. We hope you have a lovely day.
So you throw one person under the bus, but then you prop up the friend. It might be crushing on this friend here. I mean, that was a lot of things that other friend was doing good.
You know, when you got a ride or die by your side, you are so lucky. If you got a best friend that's like, you know what? I'm going to call the Santa tip line. I'm going to hook you up this year. Those are the people that make you happy and make your life better.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Kenny Carmen is on the naughty list. He owes too many people money, so he doesn't deserve to receive any gifts, Santa.
Oh. Wow. Put him on blast.
Whoa.
I put him on blast right there.
What was his name? Something Carmen?
Kenny
Carmen.
I mean, I hesitate to repeat the entire thing.
Kenny Carmen.
Wow.
Who do you owe money to, buddy?
Kenny, pay your debts.
Kenny, forget it. You're not going to get anything for Christmas if you don't pay off all your friends.
I hope Kenny is not seven. I really do.
Hi, Santa. I'm just calling about Hunter, Parker, and Cooper. They're pretty much on the nice list. Some naughty moments, but they are on the nice list for sure, so we want to make sure that they have a great Christmas together. Thank you, Santa. See you soon.
You know, this is where you're weakening your position, Dad. Mm-hmm. All right? You know, you're starting off by talking like we've had some naughty moments, but you're pretty much on the nice list. And then you're like, no, they're great.
No. This is what happened. Mm. As a mom, I can tell you exactly what happened in this situation. Hunter, Parker, and Cooper were going nuts. Mm. They were jumping on each other. They were pounding each other. They were hitting. They were screaming. And Dad threatened their lives many, many times.
Right.
And finally, he goes, I'm going to call. I'm going to call right now. And Cooper called his bluff. Was like, go ahead, Dad. Call. So he did. He put right on speakerphone. He's like, I'm calling Santa Claus right now. And then he said right then, he goes, watch this. And then all of them, their fear came over their face when they realized that Daddy was actually calling the Santa tip line.
Yeah.
And he changed it up. And he said, after he hung up the phone, next time I tell Santa the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Right.
Hi, it's Petey and my little brother, Joey. Joey, are you going to be on the nice list this year?
Yep.
Yep. Do you know anyone else that's going to be on the nice list? Mom? Anyone else?
Dad?
Maggie? Do you know anyone that's going to be on the naughty list this year?
Sophia.
Your sister Sophia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Say bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
I don't trust this older brother for a minute. He's orchestrating this.
If you want to call the Santa tip line, 855-785-4101.
It's the 12 Tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven Show.
12 Tasks of Christmas. Every day for 12 days, it's a different holiday thing to get you in a good mood. Today, producer John was given the task to go around the office, start singing a song, shove a microphone in somebody's face to see if they can correctly finish the lyrics to the song.
It's always harder than you think it's going to be.
People always have less of a knowledge of Christmas songs than you would think that they would.
I'm surprised by that because I feel like for the most part, it's been the same songs for our entire lifetime. Like, if you don't know the words yet, I mean, what?
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, they're written in, like, old English. It's like Days of Yore.
Bro,
they're
English words, man. Come on, what are you talking about?
What are you saying?
It's like, there's weird words in these things, all right?
Let's see how it went.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty?
That was done perfectly.
Right. That's a layup. Yes. That's an easy one.
Exactly. All right.
Nobody said you're in there.
Well, that's an easy one. That was the first one.
Tis.
See how it goes.
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh my God, I forgot.
The Jolly Happy Soul, D. Come on.
Oh, that was Frosty. How do you not know Frosty the Snowman?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. And you know, the funniest part is like she literally short circuited when I put the mic in front of her mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you heard the, but you didn't see the hand motions and the like freaking out.
Ran away.
It was awesome.
You better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Tell me why, Dawn.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
There you go. Well done.
First of all, when somebody starts singing a Christmas song to you, who swears?
Right.
Who just swears?
This is the last time you carol at her house.
And not for nothing. Was her mouth full of food? Because she's just like...
In Dawn's defense, I have a running gag with her where I will sneak up behind her desk because it's like around a corner and I'll just like surprise her.
Oh, so that's what I did this night. All right. Okay. Then I understand why she swore. That makes more sense.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
And that fire is so delightful.
Creepy.
Wow, you just, like, spoke it.
Isn't that what I was supposed to do?
I love that guy, and that was creepy.
And that fire is so delightful.
Oh, my gosh.
He looked me dead in the eyes as he said it, too.
Did he put his hand on you? Oh, my gosh. Wow, pull that back, Christian.
So bring us some figgy pudding. So bring us some figgy pudding.
So bring us some figgy pudding and a happy new year.
No, that's not it.
What do you mean?
They say, so bring some right here. It's like the aggressive children demanding the figgy pudding.
Why are they demanding things? It's Christmas. Be nice.
I feel like you can only demand figgy pudding, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you spend two verses doing it. Listen to that whole song. They don't let it go.
Here's the thing. If you handed me figgy pudding and put it in front of me, I wouldn't know whether or not it was accurate because I don't know what it is.
It's figs, I'm going to guess.
And pudding.
So it's like figs and pudding, but they put it together, so it's figgy pudding.
I wouldn't know what it looks like.
And then you just had a random sing-along in the elevator?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Elevator jam session. Yes.
And my favorite part about that was that I hid my phone. So I walked in with my phone kind of tucked up my sleeve and I just stood there and I just started. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, hey, guys, we're doing a bit. I just went for it. And they were there.
Of course.
They showed up.
We're radio people. That's what we do. When somebody starts singing in an elevator, we all sing along.
Magnificent.
Yep. Nice job. If you had to predict what would happen in the new year, what would you say? And what would be things that you would think happened to you in the new year? Well, producer John went out on the streets and he asked a whole bunch of kids, what do you think will happen in 2024?
The election.
Now, before Raven throws me under the bus.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but you go ahead and tell. You confess.
I didn't realize the presidential election is next year.
I mean, seriously?
I knew it was coming up, but for some reason I thought we still had like a whole nother year and a half or 2 years. I didn't think it was literally now.
Yeah.
Because that means it's going to be chaos for the next 11 months.
Were like 2026, right?
I don't know. I don't know what came over me. I mean, it explains a lot of the text messages I've been getting lately. All right?
What do you think is going to happen in the new year?
It's either going to be all different or it's going to be the exact same thing. So.
Parallel universe kid right there.
They're not wrong.
Right.
It's going to be completely different or it's going to be the exact same thing.
But you're supposed to give an answer and not say or.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
A new business or some type of that. Or maybe like a food business.
Somewhere in the world, a new business will begin.
You know, possibly.
Yeah. And you want to know what? What else, Raven?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on right
there. Maybe like a food business.
A restaurant might open. A restaurant might open somewhere.
Yeah. Could be. No, you're right.
I mean, who am I to even criticize anybody when I didn't know that the presidential elections were next year? Like, what's wrong with me?
Seriously.
I mean, I'm embarrassed.
2026. Wow.
And what do you think's going to happen in the new year?
I think there's going to be, like, a huge party somewhere in a pretty famous place, like maybe Puerto Rico in San Juan, because I went there like 2 weeks ago.
And what do you want to do in the new year?
Honestly, just stay up until New Year.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to stay up till midnight, that poor kid. He wants to go to San Juan. And he wants to stay up till midnight.
Oh, I love that kid.
Oh, gosh. Do you remember being a kid and all you wanted to do was stay up till midnight?
Yep.
You just wanted to keep your eyes open and say that you did it, you know?
Yeah, good luck. I hope you make it, kid.
I think there's a lot of adults that won't even be able to do it, so don't worry,
buddy. Right.
What do you think's going to happen next year?
I don't know. New movies?
Probably. What kind of movies?
Scary.
And what do you want to do next year? Do you have anything you want to, like, do? Something new?
I want to join the band in my school.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good goal to have. Like, yep. I want to join the band.
Yeah,
nice.
Do something to expand yourself. That's great.
I don't know.
What do you want to do next year?
I don't know. I seriously don't know.
I have no idea.
Seriously, leave me alone.
Like, what are you talking about? Do I have a crystal ball here? No, I have no idea what I want to do next year.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in the new year?
Going to Disney. Maybe going on some Harry Potter rides.
I wonder if they're going to Universal and Disney.
Gotta go
otherwise,
both now.
Yeah, somebody's got to explain to that child. Otherwise, they're going to be very disappointed.
And all that,
yeah,
right? The parents have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Paul and Crystal. Crystal, what's going on?
Hi. I was just informed Paul got me a wonderful trip to Mexico for Christmas for 10 days. But I'm going to have to miss seeing my children. They usually come home from college and we have Christmas together. And he told them about it, so they made other plans to go be with their friends. And I don't want to not spend Christmas without the kids. That's not what Christmas means to me. I'm thankful that he did this. It was so generous, but I don't want to go. I don't want to go to this trip.
Wait, when are you leaving?
We're supposed to leave Sunday.
Oh.
For 10 days. And it's going to be beautiful, I'm sure, but I'm going to be miserable the whole time. So it sort of defeats the purpose.
Oh, surprise trip. Oh, surprise trip.
I've always wanted a surprise trip my whole life, but then you have to be ready to leap. Oof.
Paul, didn't you know when you booked this? And I'm not, listen, this is my dream come true for my husband to be like, pack your bags. We're leaving in 2 days and going to Mexico. Like, I mean, it's my dream. But I can understand where your wife is coming from. That's like, well, you're not going to spend Christmas with your kids then. Didn't you know that that might be a problem when you plan this?
Well, yeah, actually, yeah, of course I knew this was going to be a plan, but the kids were in on it. They knew about it. This was part their gift to her as well. She's had an incredibly stressful year, and we thought it would be a wonderful break. It's exactly what she needed to close out a tough year. They're in college. We can celebrate Christmas when we get back with them. We can see them. We can have some special times with them once we return. But they really wanted this for her as well. I mean, like you say, it's a dream come true to have this, like, surprise 10-day vacation at a gorgeous resort in Mexico. And the kids, they want this for their mom. They want this for both of us.
Ooh, if I'm released by the kids, I don't know. I might be like, all right, see y'all in 2 weeks. Why not?
Can you rebook it if you had to? If you had to pick a different day, would you be able to? And would your kids even be willing to change their plans at this point and come home?
That's a fair question.
That's a good question. I don't know. This is all just been thrown on me, so I don't have enough time to process or figure things out. That's part of the problem. I'm just a bit floored. It's generous and it's wonderful, but it's just not what I expected.
Both the kids are in college. Are they going to friends' houses or significant other houses? You know?
So some friends' houses in different cities. So they're not even going to be in our hometown with us when we do arrive. So I'll have to come back. And it's just a lot. It just seems like a lot for me.
It is a lot. But I mean, if we ask them to change, and we're going to be asking their friends' families to change all their plans also. The airline tickets are not refundable. I'm not sure if we can rebook the resort. I mean, it's a luxury resort. So they're usually pretty full. So this is kind of something like it's a perfect storm right now for the kids to allow us to do it. And
how sad for you, Paul. Like, you thought you were going to surprise your wife with something so incredible, and then her reaction is, this isn't what I want to do.
Took a big swing, but, you know, that does happen sometimes on these.
If you were surprised with a vacation over the holidays, but it meant you weren't going to be with your kids, would you still go?
1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's like a lot of people's dream for your significant other to surprise you with an incredible trip. Pack your bags! We're leaving in a couple days.
36 hours, we're out of here. 48 hours, we're out of here. It's going to be gorgeous. Do we have enough suntan lotion?
Yeah, Paul and Crystal are having an issue right now because that's exactly what Paul did. He surprised his wife and said, we are leaving this weekend and we are going to Mexico. And Crystal's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? We're going to be there for Christmas and New Year's, or we're going to leave the kids? But the kids are in college. And he made plans and told the kids not to come home. I'm surprising your mom.
Listen, the kids were on board with this. The kids were like, this is a great idea. Go have a fantastic trip. It's not like the kids are crying on the phone going, Mom, how could you leave us? Make sure that you've got the special ham. I'm bringing home my boyfriend. It's not that movie. They're going to friends' houses. And you know what? Here's a wake-up call. Sometimes your friends would like to spend the holidays somewhere else your kids would when they're coming back from college. So it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but Crystal disagrees. She's like, why would you plan a trip like this and knowing that I'm not going to be able to spend Christmas with my kids and now they're not coming home from college? She doesn't want to go. She wants to change the whole thing. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Josh?
Honestly, I really feel for Mom wanting to spend time with the kids and, you know, it being the holidays. But take the break, Mom. If you could spend time with your kids after the holidays, it's just a day. The time frame is what you make it. You can always celebrate Christmas on, let's say, Three Kings Day or Boxing Day or something else.
Yeah.
Take the break while you can get it and then spend time with the kids later.
You know what, man? I mean, I agree with you. Thanks for the call. But I think that this might be a Mars and Venus thing, Anna, because I got to tell you, I have never, ever had a woman agree with me when it came to me just saying, it's just a day. We can do it another day, a week later. Never. Not once.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Now I'm just dreaming about a dream surprise vacation to Mexico.
Gosh. just put me on a plane to Vegas. Be like, we're leaving tomorrow, tonight.
You know, I think it's a lot of people's dreams to like get that dream vacation. Your spouse comes home and is like, pack your bags. Mm-hmm. It's all set. We're going somewhere. And that's exactly what Paul did for his wife, Crystal. Except the problem is, she's like, what are you, nuts? We're going to go by ourselves to Mexico for Christmas and New Year's without the kids? The kids come home. They're at college. It's the only time I'm going to get to see them. And she does not want to go.
Here's the thing. Paul says, listen, us, myself, the kids, we plan this together. We want this. It's been a very stressful year. They want you to go have fun, Mom. They've got other plans. You know, a lot of times you're involved. It's a nice visit to go see somebody else's family. Or you got friends, too. That can be fun. Either way, they've set aside their own time. Everybody else has got something else in place at this point. He says, let's go.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jessica?
Oh, I'm definitely on hers. I would never leave my daughter at the holidays. And what a burden to put your kids on someone else's family so you could go enjoy yourself.
Strong statement. Hey, Stefan, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad and the kids. The mom has to realize, I mean, they're getting older, and in life, because I've seen it, my dad lives in Florida, I live in Connecticut. You don't get to see your kids as much as they get older, so you kind of have to get used to that feeling. I know it's kind of sad, but that's life. And this trip was planned and orchestrated. The family, I mean, the dad and kids are 100%, you know, a go for it. I think she should embrace it. But that's also like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's not every day, you know, you get a treat like this. Now, on the downside, if she feels kind of like forced into it, she might not enjoy it. So that's the, like, the double-edged sword.
You know, I mean, again, if they planned for it, that's great. But the fact that you're not going to see your kids more is
you grow older is a reason that you'd want to keep them there now.
And the fact that you find out like 4 days in advance.
Right.
Scott, what do you think?
Pack your bags.
Go on the trip.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
As far as Scott's
gotta
concerned.
Go. Mm-hmm. I mean, cleared with the kids. I mean, this is all set up. Couldn't be a better time.
It's a lot of texts coming in that
Thanks
agree with
call.
That. Yeah, there's a text that says, this isn't a real problem. Lady, go on the trip. Your kid also is into you going. There's another text that says, I'll go with him if she doesn't want to go.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Paul, our audience agreed with you today. Crystal, go. Go. You'll have plenty of time to see your kids. You can have them come home soon. You can do Christmas at another time. It's something different. It's spontaneous. Go.
Oh, God. All right, Paul, let's make this happen. But I need a new bathing suit.
We better hurry up, girl.
I think we can make that happen.
We got like 3 days. Yeah, go.
3 days.
And of course, they're on every store shelf right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what you'll find.
Right.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $2,900 thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. After all, you've been good this year, and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile. You're on Cricket. All right, Bailey, you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Bailey. Good luck.
All right, here we go. So Raven's walking out of here. We're in a soundproof studio, so when that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready?
Ready.
Best Christmas Ever is one of Netflix's holiday movies that stars Heather Graham, Jason Biggs, and the artist that sings 90s hits like Sit Up in My Room and The Boy Is Mine. Who is that?
Brandy.
Number two, Nintendo Switch seems to be the most wanted holiday gift of 2023. Jumpman was the original name of what famous Nintendo character?
Mario of Super Mario Bros.
Number three, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the movie Elf. What does Buddy call himself when he thinks he failed at making the Etch-A-Sketch?
Nutty McMuffin something? Oh, God, I don't know.
Number four.
I'm like,
I understand, but it's not close enough. Number four, pageant queen Miss France defended her short pixie hairstyle. What 1960s British supermodel that goes by a single name was the woman that made the pixie cut famous? Well, she was one of the women.
I would say Zendaya, but I don't think that's right either.
She wasn't alive in the 60s. Okay, number five.
I have no idea. That was a moment of weakness.
That's all right. At least you went for it. Number five. A family of 16 almost lost their $10,000 Disney vacation when the grandparents that were in charge accidentally bought Disney Plus instead of Disney Park gift cards. What newer Disney movie that was just released last month stars a character named Asha?
Wish?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Oh, so bad.
That's okay. No, it wasn't terrible. Those two questions were hard. Bailey got 3 out of 5.
All right. Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Best Christmas Ever is one of Netflix's holiday movies that stars Heather Graham, Jason Biggs, and the artist that sings 90s hits like Sit Up in My Room and The Boy Is Mine. Who's that?
Brandy.
Brandy, yes.
The Boy Is Mine.
I like that movie. All my friends say it was terrible. I don't know. I just like every holiday movie. The cheesier, the better for me.
Yeah, it's not, whatever, right?
Number two, Nintendo Switch seems to be the most wanted holiday gift of 2023. Jumpman was the original name of what famous Nintendo character?
Mario.
That's right. Number three, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the movie Elf. What does Buddy call himself when he thinks he failed at making the Etch-A-Sketch?
He's a cotton-headed Ninny Muggins.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh. Number four, pageant queen Miss France defended her short pixie hairstyle. What 1960s British supermodel that goes by a single name was one of the women that made the pixie cut famous?
I have no idea. Austin Powers' sister.
No, it was Twiggy. But also, Audrey Hepburn made the pixie cut famous, too. But I was looking for Twiggies there. Number five, a family of 16 almost lost their $10,000 Disney vacation when the grandparents in charge accidentally bought Disney Plus instead of Disney Park gift cards.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I guess it happens all the time, and Disney, like, fixed it right up for them.
Yeah, well, that's really nice of them because I got a feeling, like, they'd be, to me, just be like, you're stuck with it.
Yeah, no. You know? No, Disney always tries to do what's right. The newer Disney movie that was just released last month stars a character named Asha. What movie is that?
If it just came out, it's got to be Wish.
Wish is right. All right, I'm sorry, Bailey. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right, thank you. I'm Bailey, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
All right, we are going to give Raven's brain a break. January 2nd, we'll be back with Can't Beat Raven, and the jackpot, again, will be $3,000.
Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.